نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has given us this chance to sit first to perform our Maghrib Salah with Jama'ah. That is the great favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are always told that about 90% of the Ummah of Rasulullah, they are not on 5 daily Salah. Say about 10% is on Salah. So, Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has made it such that we are of those 10% that Allah has chosen to come and sit. Not only for Salah, not only gave us the chance to perform Salah, but also has given us a chance to sit a little while for the fikir of the thing. We are always told that when Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala loves a person, He doesn't give him necessarily a lot of dunya or a lot of wealth. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a person, He gives him deen and the understanding of deen. So Allah ta'ala has chosen us. Allah ta'ala has selected us. It's not a coincidence that we came to Masjid Hilal. It's not a coincidence that Allah ta'ala made us sit here. That you are sitting there is not a coincidence. Is in the plan and the qudrat and the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are two basic principles of choice. First, for whatever is chosen, it is chosen from the quantity. So quality is chosen from the quantity. How many people were standing here? Quality. How quantity that was standing performing Salah. How many people have sat here? That is choice. All choice shall always come from quantity. Quality shall always come from quantity. When people tell you that you are chosen, that means there were many people, then you were chosen. Then you were chosen. And the second basic principle of choosing is that it's few. Anything that is chosen is few, is not plenty. So it is chosen from quantity and it is few. If I give you one potato or one tomato and give you one tomato and say, I'm giving you one tomato, choose the best one. He said, what's wrong with this old man? How can I choose the best tomato if he's giving me one tomato? How can I choose the best one? I've got to give you two so that you can choose, or give you three so that you can choose. Then, dear respected brothers, this choice, the only being that can choose is Allah. To choose is impossible. To choose the best is impossible. If you have got a heap of tomatoes and you choose five, there is no guarantee that those five that you have chosen are the best tomatoes. Let me make this another example. The South African soccer team, they have chosen 11 or 22 players. There is no guarantee that those are the best players in South Africa. No guarantee. No one can choose. No one. Only one being can choose. It is Allah that can choose. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I have chosen you, you must rest assured. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has really chose you, and you have got certain qualities in you, and whatever is chosen, it is chosen for the great, great responsibility. So, rest assured, as you are sitting here, Allah Ta'ala has chosen you, and you are quality, and you have been chosen by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala for a great, great purpose. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has created everything that we see, everything that we don't see, everything that we know, everything that we don't know, everything that you can even think and imagine, that is the creation of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. No other creation, no other being, no other thing that can create another thing other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This quality of creation belongs exclusively to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes we see certain articles. This article was made in China, it was made in Japan, it was made in South Africa. But no one has ever seen something written, created in South Africa, created in Japan, created in China. Because nobody can create anything. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can create. Everything has been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without a model, without light, Allah ta'ala is not confined to certain terms and conditions. I can only create if there is light. If there's no light, I can't. I can only create if I've got material. If there's no material, I can't create. I can only create when there's a space. If there's no space, I can't create. He is not governed or ruled by terms and conditions. He overrides this. He overrides any condition. When we know that if you need to have a child, a woman and a man is needed, Allah can override that. Allah can bring a human being without a mother or father. He overrides everything. Nothing is above Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the absolute creator. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, He has got full control over it. Sometimes a person manufactures a car, but one day maybe the very same car that he manufactured, he is going to be harmed by that car. He is going to be involved in an accident and be killed by that car. Because he has got no control. He does not know the car that I manufactured, where it is, what is it doing, who is driving it, where is it going. He does not know this. But Allah, whatever Allah has created, He has got full control of it. He knows what it eats. He knows what it breathes. He knows where it is. He knows who is using it. Everything about that thing, the beginning, the cause of it, and the end of it is exclusively upon the will and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing that Allah has created can ever come back to harm Allah. If the entire creation comes together to do some good for you, that the entire creation, I mean, angels, jinns, everything, come to benefit you. The creation of another cannot benefit you except to that extent that Allah will allow. If the entire creation comes together to harm you, they will only harm you to that extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow that harm. After Allah ta'ala has created anything that He has created, then He puts a purpose upon it. It has a purpose. Whatever Allah has created, it has a purpose. And since it was created, it is serving the purpose. Allah has created water. Water shall forever quench thirst. Forever quench thirst. That is the purpose for which Allah was created water. Your eyes, Allah created your eyes. Forever your eyes will be seeing. Nobody one day will hear with his eyes. No one. Because hearing is not the purpose for which the eyes were created. Everything, you name it. We may not know the purpose for which that particular thing was created. Well, that's our problem. It doesn't mean also that it because we don't know, so that thing has got no purpose. It was created for no purpose. It has its purpose. Once in one village, they had a big problem of snakes. Big problem of snakes. Hey, they didn't know what to do with the snakes. What they did is they started killing the snakes. They killed the snake until the population of snakes got finished. So they had no snakes. But after they had killed the snakes, they have an outburst of the population, explosion of the population of the rats. Only then did they realize that the snakes, Allah Ta'ala created the snakes to control the population of the rats. Now that rats everywhere, it does not mean because we don't know the purpose, there is no purpose for it. Everything. And everything was created for our benefit. It has got a purpose and it was created for our benefit. Even a snake, for that matter. This is one guy we don't like. I also don't like snakes. But as hateful as it is, it was created for our benefit. What is the benefit of a snake? Sometimes they extract some stuff for a snake, for some poison for a snake, so that when you are bitten by a snake, they can use that stuff that they extracted from the snake to use an antidote for your benefit. Like I've already said also, our snakes, they will control our rats for us. See? Many. Some people, they chopped off the entire forest. When they chopped off the entire forest, they realized that now they had difficulty in breathing. Only then they realized that the trees are giving us oxygen and they are absorbing our carbon dioxide. Everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, He has created for a purpose and it is for our benefit. And we were not created for this. Us, we were not created for dunya. Dunya, the entire dunya was created for us. But we were not created for dunya. We were created for akhirat. That water has got no value until we drink it. That food has got no value until we eat it. That juice has got, everything has got no value. Nothing has got value until a human being or us, we use the thing. That's why the ulama, they tell us that when there is one person who's taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this entire system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will be in action. It will be functioning. It will be working. When there is one person taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what will happen when that person goes away? What will happen to that, to the dunya? Now, because there's no one who's taking the name of Allah, this dunya now will be valueless. There will be no value for it. Then Allah will bring that dunya to the end. So we are very, very important. We give value to everything. Now, a big question arises. Very big question arises. If water was created to quench thirst, the food was created to satiate hunger, feet were created to walk, eyes were created to see, everything was created for a purpose. What about me? What was I created for? What is my purpose? Why did Allah Ta'ala create me? Now, of all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a human being is the most complicated species of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we look at the earth in terms of complexity, the earth lacks movement. The earth cannot move. Yeah, I understand the earth will rotate and the season and all that. But I mean, the earth cannot move in this way that I had a house in Overport. When I wake up, the following, my house now is in Guamashu. The earth does not have this ability. It is immobile. It doesn't move. It doesn't increase. It's when it can, when in terms of complexity, is the lowest, is the basis. It's primary. It's the beginning. It's the beginning. It does not have complicated features. Like movement, reproduction, breathing, all this, it does not have this. So is the responsibility of the earth also. It's small, the responsibility of the earth. Then, after the earth, we got the animal kingdom. The animal kingdom, they are a bit
they are more complicated than the earth. They can move. They can make some sound. It's possible that my dog was in point A. Next morning, my dog is elsewhere. It has moved elsewhere. It has got mobility. More complicated than the dunya. Then, after the animal kingdom, according to science, we form part of animal kingdom. But better animal kingdom. Then comes us. What is the difference between us? What is the difference between us and the other animal kingdom? We have got intellect. We, in simple terms, we are clever. You see, we can make up stuff. A lion of 1920 and a lion of 2026, same lions. So you can't say, oh, this lion now has improved. No. It's still hunting the way it was hunting in 1920, even 2026. It's still hunting the same way. It has not changed. Why? It has got no intellect. It has got, we say it acts on instinct. It's like it has got an installed app, hunt like this, and that's it. Even the animals that are hunted, they haven't made a mashura of how can we avoid these people who are eating us? How can we run away from them? They are still being hunted the way they were hunted 100 years ago. 2026, they are still being hunted in the same way. But not us. Not us. Not us. That Toyota was driving 1920, we have changed it. It looks different now. That for the small room I was in, now we are building towers now, skyscrapers. Because of our intellect, we can change ourselves and we can change the environment around us. We can control the dunya actually, like you heard in the bayan after Asr, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put everything under our control. In India, you see one small boy, he's looking after elephants. How big is an elephant? How small is it? But the elephant is being controlled by a very small boy. He's riding it, he's taking it wherever he wants to take it. We've got intellect. Now, is this intellect just to build buildings and to build big cars? Is this intellect, did Allah Ta'ala give us this intellect for this? It's time to think deep. I'm not so complicated for nothing. I'm not complicated for nothing. Allah Ta'ala must have had a very high purpose when He created me. And He gave me a title. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, oh you who believe. That is why it is such a great, great mistake when a person lives his life like the second category that I've just mentioned. So we've got the earth, we've got the animals, we've got the human beings. Now, we should never ever live our life according to the second category of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sleep, drink, eat, wake up, sleep, drink, eat, wake up until you die. In Zulu, they've got a saying for such people. They call them a website. But only a Zulu-speaking person can understand this. They say it's a www.blahblah.com. Wazalwa, wadla, wafa. He was born, he kept on eating, then he died. This is not our life. This is not our life. Now, what is our purpose? What is our real purpose? Our real purpose, Allah Ta'ala spells it clearly, spells it I don't know how can it be spelled better than this. Clearly spelled. Your job is to recognize Allah and worship Him. Our job is to worship Allah. That's why the ulama tell us, whatever a human being does, it should be motivated by two things. One, it should be motivated by Allah. Secondly, it should be motivated by akhirat. Let me repeat this. Whatever I do on earth, it should be motivated by only two things. One, it should be motivated by Allah, meaning everything that I do it to please Allah. Whether I'm walking, is my walking pleasing to Allah? Is my eating pleasing to Allah? Is my speaking pleasing to Allah? Is my sleeping pleasing to Allah? Is my waking up? Everything I do, the motivation should be Allah. Never the dunya. The motivation should never be dunya. Now that my shop is not doing well, so I should go out in the path of Allah because my shop is not doing well. No. This is not a good motivation. So I've got some halals. So we even advise one another. We've got some halal. Go out in the path of Allah. Go out in the path of Allah. We've got some halal. This should not be the case. This should not be the only case. Nothing should motivate us. That's why first Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, this dunya should not be a motivation because it is not even worth the wing of a mosquito. And many people had dunya and their problems never went away. In fact, the nature of dunya or more dunya is to bring more problems. Its nature is to bring more problems. Example. If I don't have a car, so I don't have a problem of servicing a car because I don't have one. I don't have a problem of licensing the car. I don't have one. I don't have a problem of fixing a car. I don't have one. Once I buy a car, this car plus many problems. Even those things that we have to do this. It's, but you do that and a series of problems that come. If you go to the toilet, then you must have a toilet paper. You must go and buy a toilet paper, air freshener. All these, they come because you just went to the toilet. Dunya, it's nature. That's why the ulama tell us, keep mini. Dunya is just for a necessity. Just necessity. No, it's not a maksad. It's not. If you have, let me make an example of an ice. If you've got an ice and a bag, and a ice bag, there's no difference. There's no difference. Dunya doesn't change anything. Brothers, if you are short, how much money can you have so that you can be taller, a little bit taller? How much you should have? How much dunya you should have? If you are not good looking, now how much money you should have if you want to be the most handsome guy around? How much dunya you should have? That's why sometimes in the Quran you read that dunya is lab, is play, is deceit and play. Because there's nothing that the dunya changes. Whether you've got 1 million rand, if you are someone that is like, how can I say, short-tempered, dunya is not going to solve that problem. If a person dies, how much dunya should I have to bring him back to life? How much dunya should I have to bring back to life? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, stay away from this dunya, is deceit. Take that much. And even that much that you take, the motivation should be Allah. The motivation should be Allah. I'm doing this for Allah. Now, if we dare do things, and the motivation is not Allah, and we'll be taken to great, great task on the day of Qiyamah. In fact, doing things because we're motivated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the means of acceptance. No amal will be accepted if the motivation was not Allah. No amal. Name it, whatever amal you have. Even dying in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you died in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the motivation was not Allah, that dying is not accepted in the court of Allah. And we must be motivated by Akhirat. Why Akhirat? Actually, when a person has got full conviction in Akhirat, it is a proof of his iman. It is a proof of his iman. Rasulullah comes to one Sahaba. He asks this Sahaba, how did you wake up this morning? And the Sahaba says, I woke up in the perfect state of iman. Rasulullah says something to this effect. Every statement has got evidence or proof. What is the proof? What is your proof? What does this Sahaba say? I found myself declined from the dunya. And it's as if I have something to this effect. It's as if I can see the people in Jannat. It's as if I can see the people in Jahannam. And the hadith is a little bit longer. But at the end, what Rasulullah says, your heart has been illuminated. Be steadfast on that. Be steadfast. This Sahaba does not say, I have woke up in the perfect state of iman. What is your proof? Because now I've got 5 million in the bank, alhamdulillah, because my shop is doing alhamdulillah. No. Because the motivation should be Akhirat. And the elders, they advise. Let us speak a lot about Akhirat until the reality of Akhirat come into our hearts. Until when we're standing next to the grave, we cry until our beards become wet. Until when we read the Quran and we come to the certain verses, then we cry. When we are motivated by Akhirat, then our dunya will decrease. The love of our dunya will get lesser and lesser and lesser, and we will lose energy to collect. Because we know that what we are collecting, what will happen to it? You will die and leave it, or it will leave you. You will die and leave it, or it will leave you. That's why Rasulullah said something to this effect, that the wise person is the one who always thinks about death and makes preparation for the death. How much preparation have we made for our death? Actually, the life we live, it's just because we are used to say life. Actually, this is not life. This is death. Day one, when you were born, day one, when you come to the earth, that was the day you started dying. When you were born, that day also you started dying. The entire period of so-called living is a process of dying. I usually make example of my own beard. See? At one time, my beard was also black. Believe me, you. It was black. Now, it's no longer black now. What has happened to it? Something has died. That's why something that makes a beard black has died. So my beard now is no longer black. I don't know. It's gray or white. I don't know. But it's white. Some people are putting, even myself now, when I read, I put glasses. But 20 years ago, I could, I'm a far-sighted person. I could see something about 100 meters away. I could see it. Today, I can hardly see something that is in front of me. Something in my eye has died. Death is inevitable. We are dying every day. Even if you can go and sit alone in your own cave and in a fort, death will come and one organ will give up until you die sitting. Because death you cannot avoid. We are dying. This is not life. This is death. We are dying every day. Sometimes we say, we will return to Allah. No, we are not. We will not that we will. We are returning. Every day, step, we are coming closer to Allah. Every day. There's a mathematical statement that the quality of zero. When we learn mathematics, the quality of zero. What is the quality of zero? The quality of zero is that whatever you multiply by zero, what happens to it? Now, if you say 10 times zero, zero. 1 million times zero, zero. 4-5 billion times zero, zero. You say 2 cows times zero. Now 2 cows times zero. What happens to my cows now? They disappeared. In mathematics, this is not true. There is an explanation for this. Why 5 times 0 is zero? There is an explanation for this. For it, it's not true that your 5 has disappeared. It's not true. There is an explanation why the answer is zero. But brothers, when it comes to death, this is true. When it comes to death, this is true. When I multiply your house by zero, it really disappears. Your house. When I multiply your car by zero, it really disappears. You will never see your car ever again. It will disappear. That's why ulama tell us, what we take from this dunya are our a'mal. Whatever we have, the end of that thing is the kabar. My car, kabar. My house, kabar. After this, the only thing that I will see after death is akhirah. I won't see cars, I won't see my building, I won't see my money, except my a'mal. Really, if you multiply everything by zero, everything disappears. The only thing that do not disappear, even if you multiply by zero, is your amal. So that is why every motivation, when we are motivated, be motivated by Allah and be motivated by akhirah. So Allah tells us our purpose in this dunya is to recognize Allah. Our purpose is to worship Allah. So that when our life, comes to an end, then we are successful people. Allah Ta'ala has not put success in this dunya or the things of this dunya. Our bodies are not made to fulfill the desires. Our bodies are made to fulfill the necessities. My body can only
take 1 glass of water. Now, if you give me 25 liter, where am I going to not drink 25 liter? Because my body is not made for that. If I give you 1 chicken, very few of us can finish the whole chicken. Maybe some guys in the township, maybe they can finish 1 whole chicken. But very few. But I give you 2 chicken, 3 chicken, 4 chicken. Not that you don't like chicken. Your body is not made. It's not made for that. For desire, this body is not for desires. I give 1 wife, mashallah. 2 wives, maybe. Yeah. 3 wives, no. 10 wives, no. This one problem is okay. I'm happy with this one problem. Because this dunya is not to fulfill desires. How? What am I going to do with 20 wives? What am I going to do with this? What am I going to do with 5,000 liters of water? What am I going to do with this? Because the point, but where am I going to fulfill my desires? Where? Where is the place of desires? Jannat. Jannat is the place. Now, Jannat, you are not going to have 1 wife or 2 wives. I don't know. The ulama, I've heard that the least number, 72. That is the poorest Jannati. 72 wives. Now, in Jannat, you won't say, "What am I going to do with 72 wives?" You will know exactly what to do with the 72 wives. Because that place is the place to fulfill the desires. You won't have a glass of water. You will have your own river. See? To drink as much as you. Because that place is to fulfill your desires. You are going to have your own river of milk, own river of honey, or own river of wine. not the one for here. Not Castle Laka or something. No. The real Jannati wine. Pure wine. That's the place where we'll never die. No fear of death. No fear of sickness. That day, or that place, that Jannat, you'll be becoming handsome every day. On Friday, when you come, you go somewhere to become more handsome. When you come back, your wife will be saying, "Ya Allah, what did you do to yourself? You look so handsome." Like this, every Friday, you'll be becoming more and more and more handsome. Here, we are becoming more and more uglier and uglier, and until no one wants to look at us. This is Jannat. This is the place of desires. This is the place each and every Muslim should desire for. Allah forbid that we don't go to Jannat, we go elsewhere. Allah protect us that we don't go even via, we don't want that transit. That transit we don't want. Sometimes you are going to Pakistan, but you have got to have transit, maybe 9 hours there. We don't want that. We don't even want that transit. We don't want. We want to go. Allah Ta'ala give us such life to live that we go straight into Jannat without have to via elsewhere. But for these brothers, an effort and sacrifice is required, brothers. For this, an effort and sacrifice is required. Nothing dunya-wise or dini-wise is obtainable without effort and sacrifice. Those people will sacrifice for anything, they will be honored. Our local doctor that we honor, because he sacrificed, he studied, completed some assignments and wrote exams, therefore we honor him. Same thing comes with dunya, with akhirat also. For us to get Jannat,
a sacrifice is required. Why we honor Bilal so much? Why every Muslim worth the name Muslim knows Bilal? Because he had a lot of money? No. He had a big house? No. Everyone will be happy to name his son Bilal. He'll be happy. And yet he had nothing. He sacrificed. There's a lot of honor in sacrifice. On the other hand, there are many people who had everything. Pharaoh almost controlled the then known world, was in, under control. If people ask you who's greater than Pharaoh, people, they didn't know who was greater than Pharaoh. Pharaoh was everything, was on top. He had everything. But who wants to name his child Pharaoh? Alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum, meet Maulana Pharaoh, inshallah. Who wants this? Now, to conclude, we must never ever look down upon any amal. I don't want to say small, no matter how simple is an amal. No matter how simple an amal is, we must never look down upon it. When a person understands akhirat, then he needs every help he can get. When a person is in a big problem, we'll hear him say, "Hey, Sheikh, I need all the help I can get. All the help. If you can just, even you say one thing, I need that help. Every other I can get." Like this. That person on the day of judgment, that person on the day of judgment, whose scale of deeds, the good scale will outweigh the bad, he will go to Jannah. The bad scale will outweigh the good scale, he will go to Jannah. Now, the ulama tell us, even if by one thing your scale is tilting, one is tilting towards the bad, then you are in a big problem. That's why every amal, even standing up, even when we make tashkil, even standing up and just writing your name, who knows, wallahi, who knows that maybe this, my name in this paper, is the amal that is going to help me on the day of Qiyamah. We must never ever look down upon an amal. Whatever. When we're in Bangladesh, now, then we've got a foreigner section. We've got a foreigner section. And then where we eat. So we went and eat. Then when we come out, this one guy is standing with one toothpick. One toothpick. He's giving each and every one a toothpick. Hoping maybe this giving a toothpick. How difficult is it to get a toothpick? How important is a toothpick? Maybe you've got your miswak, you've got your toothbrush, but it's giving you a toothpick. Maybe this toothpick on the day of Qiyamah, inshallah, Allah will look at it and have mercy on me. See? Don't be scared to give your name again and again and again. No problem. No action can take place unless it is intended. Intention. No action can take place unless it is intended. No person can get married unless he intends to get married. No person can go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unless he intends to go out in the path of Allah. Intention. Allah help us, inshallah. For this also, my time is up now. For this, we must give our names, brothers. Remembering that our motivation is not because someone was speaking. Probably everything that I told you, you know it.
everything that I do. You know it. I didn't come with new knowledge or something. You know what I've said. But you're sitting here for who? For Allah. Why? For Akhirat. Like that also, we stand up. For who? For Allah. Why? For Akhirat. Maybe this might be the amal that will save me on that day. Again, we heard from the Bayanin after Asr that everyone will be running away from everyone. That sweetheart of yours will be running away from him on the day of Qiyamah. That beloved son of yours will be running away from him. That beloved son of yours will be running away from him. Everybody will be running away from everyone. That means that will be a very difficult day. So, brothers, inshallah, who is ready to say, I intend going out in the path of Allah? Ya Allah, in front of me I see all problems, alhamdulillah. All problems I see. Well, how am I going to get leave? How am I going to get the permission? Who is going to live in my shop? All the problems in front of us. But I'm putting my trust in you. I'm putting my trust. I take away all these things. I take power away from all these things. Allah, these things are not greater than you. These problems are not bigger than you. You are bigger than any problem that can ever come on this planet. Shalom, brothers.
MashaAllah. Where are you from, boy? Yusuf, MashaAllah. Allah Kabul, MashaAllah.
Allah
Kabul. Come, brothers. Who's writing can come stand on the right and left. What's your name, boy? Abdullah, from where?
Nobody should be Kabul. Left.
You, brother, in the back? Allah accept, MashaAllah. Abdul Razak, where are you from, Abdul Razak? Hostival. Eskaveni, Allah accept.
Amen.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. You, brother?
Amen.
Allah accept. Allah accept.
Allah accept,
MashaAllah. Abdul Hakim. Ramadan.
MashaAllah.
What's your name, Mulan? Mulan Muhammad Salji. Allah accept.
MashaAllah.
MashaAllah, brothers. Arun, Allah Kabul. Someone from Spingo Hills also. Maulana, Marjisa from Shawad.
MashaAllah, alhamdulillah.
Brothers, 4 months is a tashkil. 4 months to the elders. 4 months foreign. 4 months pedal. 4 months local also. First tashkil is 4 months. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Saab. Rahmatullah Ali. Nuwar Allah Markadahu.
Amen.
Someone will come by him. Hazrat, I'm not well. He say, go 4 months. Hazrat, I'm in a problem, financial problem. Go 4 months. Hazrat, I got this issue. Go 4 months. To the point that they came and spoke back and said that, Maulana, we in a problem and you're putting us into what they understood as more difficulties, because a person can't solve it out when he's there. How is he going to get solved out when he's not there? So the complaint went to his mother. So they asked him, what is the understanding that you are making tashkil for people for 4 months? There's so much to this 4 months. This is only one explanation. So you see, at the moment, I'm putting it in my words, you as a creation, we are trying to sort the problem out with my strength, my abilities, my capabilities, and I'm failing hopelessly. I'm making the tashkil to go for 4 months so they can build yaqeen on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that they can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the du'as of a person as if, like how the Anbiya of Bani Israel used to make du'a, Allah will accept his du'as, so then his problems will get sorted out. So brothers, our elders had a very high thinking of this 4 months. And our thinking is a time period. They looked at it as a complete change around, because in 4 months, in 4 months, there's 3 chillas, there's 3 40 days. And we know the change in mankind takes place over 40 days. So this 4 months is not a small thing, my dear brothers. If you look at it, the elders, when they thought about this thing and presented it to the Ummah, is Nuskha Kimia. It is a very, very, it's the elixir and the medication of the time for the Ummah. So who's ready, inshallah? Bismillah. Trust on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What's your name, bhai? How are you? Reservoir. Reservoir. Allah Kabul. Rana Usama Sahab. Allah accept. Brother, what's your name?
Salman.
So you got his name?
Salman. Allah accept.
Come, brothers. A person who has given 4 months IPB, now we're asking him 4 months pedal. Someone who hasn't been 4 months at all, now you go to the elders. Make that first step, my dear brothers. Our work is to intend, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the rest happen. Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha is mentioned in the Quran, بِجِذِ النَّخْلَةِ تُسَاكِتَ لَيْكِ رُتَبًا جَنِيًّا. That when she shook the date palm, rutaban janiya, rutab is a fresh date, rutaban janiya, then that fruit fell down. So what I can do? The most I can shake up in tashkil. Then rutaban janiya, Allah Ta'ala will send the sweet acceptance, inshallah. The fruit inshallah. Of it will be my inshallah. Intention, Allah will give me the fruit. But it starts off from making an intention. An intention, my dear friends, is actually a very big thing. Because in front of me, is all my masail, is all my difficulties, is all my problems. And then there's a tussle in the mind. There is a war carrying on. Karna, ne karna, do, don't do, caught between a rock and a hard place. This is what happens when tashkil is taking place. But you look at the Sahaba, when they were faced with something, they say, if this is what is holding me up, then I leave it one side. See the tashkil at that moment. So when a person stands up for tashkil, he's actually not going at that moment. But in the tussle inside that has taken place, is a small war that is carrying on right now. Because Azam Mahmud Bhai has just spoke now from his heart, we're making the tashkil, right? So inside is some walwala happening, there's some stir like a washing machine. Go, don't go, move, don't move, say, don't say, how I'm going to do? And then all those masail, you put them into one box, you catch them. You ghera them, you put them in a little cage, you put them in a little enclosure, and you call it makhluk. You say, you makhluk. And then the vast expanse, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. The vast expanse, Allahu Akbarul Akbar. The vast expanse of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. The vast expanse of As-Sami, Al-Alim, Al-Basir. Of the one that is Qadir Mutlak, the one that is Fa'alu Lima Yurid. So that entire makhluk that was playing a game in the heart and the mind, you captured it by the grace of Allah and you put it in His place. Hey, you listen. You can't do, Allah will do. And I'm standing up on the bunyad of that Allah will make it happen. How He will make it happen? Like Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Cold night. Who's ready to go spy? He's a tashkil, isn't it? Sayyidina Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he stood up. Now, when he stood up, he was the most ill-equipped, inclement weather. But Allah Rabbul Izzat shows that when the tashkil of a person takes place, and he's not muwafiq, he's not conducive for him, that Allah Ta'ala made the weather for Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu so muwafiq, that before that, he was clutching to a kind of a enclave into the, in the ground, hiding from the cold. Allah made the weather muwafiq. So when a person is in this tussle, every Friday, every ijtima, every wusuli is like that. Go, don't go, can go, can't go, how am I going to go? It's all there, we are human. It's a natural thing to feel like that. But then at the time of tashkil, trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this trust of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who's ready? Bismillah, farmao. I want to do this 4 months. I don't know. Who's that?
MashaAllah.
Mahmud Bhai, isn't it? Mahmud Bhai from Clear Estate. Allah kabul, mashallah.
Ameen.
Mahmud Bhai make sofas, Allah will give him the sofa in Jannah. Say ameen. Allah kabul, mashallah. What's his name? Hassan, where are you from, Hassan? Which masjid? What he said? Cape Town. Mashallah, people from Cape Town giving their name in Durban. What about the Durban people to give their name to go to Cape Town? Bismillah, farmao. Come, my dear friends. Don't think too much. In this work, we have to do mashura, we have to do everything that needs to be done. But don't overthink. When you overthink, then the makhluk will put all types of thoughts in the heart and nobody will ever go. What's your name, young man? Shakir. Where are you from, boy? Let's get this, please. Hilltop. Where's that? Verulam. MashaAllah. Allah will take him to the top of the top, inshallah.
Allah.
Brothers, people come on Friday night. He just came to hear the talk, which is a very good thing. But after the talk of Iman and Yaqeen is what we want out of it. So if it's coming in your heart and you see no possibility, that's the right way to think. I don't know how I'm going to do it, Allah. Mujhe malum nahi main kaise karunga. I don't know how to do it, Ya Allah. But on a blind trust that you will make it happen for me, then Allah Ta'ala loves His servant when He places trust. Ni'mal Mawla wa ni'mal Nasir. Allah Ta'ala hamare behtareen karsaaz hai. Allah is our hami. Allah is our assistance. So this 4 months, my dear friends, is not something that is just small, get ready like that. It's an important thing. So Bismillah, farmao. We got time for tashkil. You never did it before. What's your name? Brother Ismail Kaji, correct? Abdullah. Abdullah. Ismail is the other brother, mashallah. Allah accept him, inshallah. Ameen. Allah kabul, mashallah. Who else, my brothers? Who? How about tonight, my dear brothers? What's the date today?
10th.
How about 10 brothers who never went for 4 months to stand up on the 10th? Tilka asharatun kamila. Come, brothers. Who never spent 4 months before? Don't look at your age. Don't look at your pocket. Allahu Akbar, my dear brothers. How Allah Ta'ala makes arrangements. That man that was selling oranges on the Bombay port. Oranges in Urdu, you say santra, isn't it? So you say santra, santra, santra. And people who are buying the oranges, you have it with salt when you're on the ship. It tastes very nice, you know. You know that sour fruit. So he's buying the oranges, they're loading up. Suddenly, those days, the telegram, the actual one, not the modern one, actual telegram came. Ma bohot bimar hai, jalli a jana. You don't like write much in the telegram, it's expensive those days. Mummy is not well, come home. This came to a man who booked a deluxe first class, as you will see. So he went to the captain. Captain, can I have a refund? Captain said, if there was time, I should give you a refund. But now, we are about to leave. Can you put one of your family? He said, I got no family, I'm not even from here. Bombay is here and I'm from another part of India. He said, okay, you got friends? He said, I got nobody here. He said, the only way you can forfeit the ticket, give it to somebody. Those days, no visa. If you buy the ticket, your visa. Now this man in his kashmakash, you know, when you're caught in a situation, his eyes fell on this santra, this orange salesman. And he went by him. Hey, santra wala. In India, they speak like a cycle wala, santra wala, pen wala. Hey, santra wala. Hey, orange man. You did Hajj before. So that man say, bye. کیوں فقیروں کے گستاخی کر رہے مذاق کر رہے ہمیں خواب میں حج نظر آئے گا why are you mocking a poor man like you taking $100 bill to a poor impoverished state and say you got change who gonna have that money to give the change why are you mocking a poor man he said I'm not mocking him asking did you do Hajj he said I never do he said you want to go he said who do want to go he said there's a ticket they say my dear brothers the people were buying the oranges And they ascended the ladder into the ship and they were looking at Santra Wala. The Santra Wala got the first class ticket and he went to the balconies of the ship and he was looking at all the people. He gave them the oranges for free. 1 minute ago, they were looking at him. Now he's looking at them. This is Allah. This is Allah can change the situation. So who's the 10 brothers? I came Masjid al-Hilal to hear the talk. It's a good thing. But I want to walk the talk. Who's the first one from the 10? I will do my 4 months in 2026. Allah will make my arrangement. Bismillah. 10 new brothers, come. Come, my dear friends. We got enough time for tashkil. Let's do that thing. MashaAllah, one. Where are you from, bhai? What's your name? Mujahid. Your name is the right name for this thing, bhai. You're the sacrifice man. Allah kabul, say ameen. Nine more brothers. Come, my brothers. In this, MashaAllah, young man, you're standing up half. You stand up full. Half is not maaf. Bismillah, no kasar here. Come. You stood half. Come on. Come, my dear friend. You ready? Yeah, Desi is half standing. Now he's standing a full, mashallah. What's your name, bhai? What, you got it?
Hassan.
Mashallah. We got 8 brothers. 8 brothers, 8 doors of Jannat. Allah kabul, mashallah. Come, my dear friends, this is a night of niyat. If Allah Ta'ala accepts you, what a problem you got after that? Allah will make the arrangements after that. When Allah decided, Subhanalladhi asra bi abdi, then Allah sent the buraq. Allah made that arrangement. Huzur-e Akdas Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went. How he went, how he came, what was the expanse of time, all that we don't question. Allah wanted him, Allah called him, Allah made the arrangement. If Allah accepts you for 4 months, then everything is done by Allah Ta'ala after that. So who's the 8 more brothers? Bismillah, bolo bhai. We want brothers who never stood up before for those 4 months. What's your name, young man? You also from clear state. MashaAllah, Allah Kabul, MashaAllah. This is the way, brothers. Yusuf, clear state. Masjid Nurul Islam. Nurul Islam, Yusuf? Or Triran, where are you from now? Yeah, where? Which masjid? Oh, he's in Spencer Road, right. MashaAllah. 7 more brothers. See, brothers, don't take it lightly. In Aligarh University, when the people went there to make tashkil, you see, this tashkil is not a thing that just goes by the way. Allah Ta'ala accepts this work is a nuskha akimiya. This work is a ilhami, my dear friends, very, very guided, blessed effort. It is the choice effort of this time to move Allah Ta'ala's peygham. Allah Ta'ala's nizam is moving in this thing. Allah selected this thing at this time. So when you touch this thing, the current is there. Don't misunderstand it. If you're not seeing the current, then plug in properly. But it's there, my brothers. So the people went to Aligarh University. Allahu Akbar. And now they're making tashkil of all those educated people. So one person said, me, I'll go to France. Me, I'll go to this country. Joke. You know, just to make the Jamaat happy. My dear brothers, little did they know it was time of Maqbooliyat and Qabooliyat. Each one of them, Allah accepted them for that country. So even when you joke in tashkil, it gets accepted. So brothers, who's ready? 7 more brothers. Bismillah, farmao. Come, my brothers. It's coming in your heart, but you see no means. That is the one Allah wants him. Allah wants him, the one that is broken. What you read in the kitab? Allah is found in the broken hearts, isn't it? So a person who got no means, doesn't know how to go, doesn't have a passport also. I want that man to stand up. Because Allah will arrange his passport. Bismillah, who's there? What's your name, bhai? Allah Kabul, mashallah. Oh, mashallah. Young man, you stood up. So wonderful to see you. You're like a rose that stood up in a garden. What's your name, bhai? Hamza. What a name you got, Allah. But Allah accept you, mashallah. Look at this young, where are you from? Madlankan, where is that? Near Stanga or something? Oh, all our area there. MashaAllah, Kabul. Zululand is on a map tonight, MashaAllah. Young man, where are you from? They just help him there, Molana. He's shy a little bit. Verlam. Allah, Kabul, Mash. Today, North Coast has called it out. Allah, Kabul. Huh? One of our satis is sitting in Australia. How happy he'll be from his whole area. People are standing up. So, how many we got left, Hassan? In this 10 now? 4. The separate 10 we're talking. This is Asharatun Kamila. 6 gone. 4 left. Come, brothers. What's your name, man? You're so happy to stand up, Allah, but may Allah be happy to accept you. Mansur, what a name. He will help the deen of Allah. 3 more left, brothers. Then we go to the other tashkil. Come, my dear friends. This is a night of niyat. This is what we want. A man to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can't go. I can't do. Allah, I don't have a bedding also. Allah, I don't know the weather also. Allah, I don't know how I'm going to go. I got no jamaat also. That broken person, you stand up tonight. There's ameen of people who gave their life to the effort. Ameen of people who are striving in the part of Allah. Ameen of Muhammad Bhai who gave the talk. Ameen of these people who are writing in the tashkil. Ameen of every person. So who's the last 3? Then we go to Chilla and then we go. What's your name, young man? You never give 4 months before Umar Farooq? You sure? Allah Kabul, say ameen. May Allah Ta'ala take work from you. May Allah Ta'ala make him like Sayyidina Umar Farooq. That he brings the truth alive, inshallah. Who's the last 2 of this tashkil, brothers? It's coming in your heart. You thinking, but... Yes. Impangeni side. More further from Stanger. Come, brothers. Who's the last 2 brothers? Hey, there's a man. Allahu Akbar. Brothers, sometimes the fruit that sprouts in the end is the most sweet. You knew that? Yeah. Allah Kabul Masa. What's your name, boys? Musa. Allah accept you, Musa. Also, Madlankala. Where are you from? Verlam. Allah Kabul.
Amen.
And brothers, the cherry on the top now. Who's the last one for this 10? I came for the talk. I just came Asr time, Maghrib time. Allah Kabul. Look at this man, mashallah. So happy. What's your name, bhai? Just help him, the Hassan name?
Samir.
Where are you from, Samir, bhai? Verlam. Mashallah, this tashkil is finished. Brothers, these are going for 4 months. They taking the big takaza. Now our elders say we got chilla. Brothers, we know now our ishtima is coming, but there's an ishtima in Transvaal. There's very few jamaat moving in KZN. There's a time now. So this one will make it a little bit easy. Can 10 masjids, not 10 people, can 10 masjids say we'll go make fikr to get some kind of chilla jamaat, 40 days jamaat, either abroad, either local, either another province. What mashura will decide, they will decide for us. But we are the arrow of the mashura, they are the bow. They will shoot us where we want. But for now, let us say, I'm ready to go make chilla. This can be done in 2 minutes, because time is against us. Bismillah, farmao bhai. Who'll say, I go back to my masjid? Right, show it. You'll try for one jamaat. Allah kabul. Come, Amen. 9 more masjids. Come, brothers. MashaAllah, Maulana, stand up, MashaAllah. Maulana Osama, Allahu Akbar. What a man, Allah kabul. Durban North, Maulana? No, which masjid you in now? Right. Maulana Abed Saab, Allah kabul, Verlam. Maulana Faisal Saab, Asheville. Why, just help me with your masjid? Chakras Karol, Allah Ta'ala accept, MashaAllah. Ramadan. By Ramadan, Nurul Islam. Right, so there's how many gone for this masjid of Chilla? Right, brothers, 5 more. 5 salah in a day. 5 things only Allah Ta'ala knows the timing about. So these 5 pillars of Islam, and there's 5 brothers left also. Come, brothers. Who are those that I'll go back to my masjid and try? So tomorrow, obviously tomorrow we'll be here still in the morning, right? But by Sunday we'll sit with the morning fikr and say, what you brought? You know what, when tashkil was taking place, I said I'm going to make one chilla jamaat from our masjid. What you went and did? Said, but I trusted Allah to help us. Everyone will stand with you. So who's that 5 brothers? MashaAllah. I'll go back to my masjid. Help us out, brothers. Then we can finish this tashkil. Come, then we're going to sit in halkas. Bolo bhai. Spingo Hill, you're thinking something. Allah accept, MashaAllah. Always Dr. Siddiq and his sons and the Satis. Very wonderful, MashaAllah. Who else, brothers? I will try in my masjid. Maulana, South Beach. Allah kabul. Brother, same. But can we count it as one? You know what I'm saying? You're like twins stood up, you know? Right, so that is still we got 3, right? So this 2, they stood up for their masjid, they'll make fikr. 3 more masjid, I'll go make fikr for my children. There's one man there, MashaAllah. Which Broad Street. Allah Ta'ala make your tashkil wasi, inshallah. Broad Amen. Street. Amen. Yeah? Allah kabul, MashaAllah. 2 more masjids, brothers. Falmao, come. It's coming in your heart. You see, brothers, when a person take on a takaza, there's a difference between a pain and a worry. A worry, you can get sleep if you worry. But if you got a toothache, can you sleep? When you take this tashkil now, you'll have a pain for it. And you go to the masjid and say, I gave like a wada. I gave like a friendly promise that I will try. Now you will work behind it. So which are the 2 masjids left? 2. Come, brothers, quickly. Whichever masjid. Bolo. Come. Just now will be azan. Just now will be all the fikr we have to sit. Come, my dear friends. 2 masjids left. 2 masjids. Alright, think about it, inshallah. All those brothers and all those masajid, 4 months, 40 days, gave their name. Stand up in your place, mashallah. Bismillah. Madlankala, North Coast, all stand up, inshallah. Bismillah. Stand. Verlam, quite a few brothers stood up. Durban brothers. Right. Hilltop. Come, mashallah. You all know all the names. Right, we're going to go on one side. Zakaria, who should we put there to receive? Hassan, you'll go and receive them. By go by half as Hassan Sahab. In the meantime, the balance of us, you all heard the Iman Yaqeen talk, the takazas that have been presented. My dear brothers, we know Ishtima is also for KZN, not far away. There's fikr to be made for that. Now let us sit in our halkas, inshallah. Jam ke fikr karo, revise 1-2 words of the Iman Yaqeen, what Mohammed Bhai said also. And then Isha Azan will be called. Let us respond to the Azan. Let us show the sanctity of the masjid, inshallah. Then we come read our sunnat and remain in ibadat and dua, and then Isha will take place. After Isha, Hayatu Sahabat, Talim from Kitab of Hayatu Sahabat will take place. Bring everybody and you yourself come quickly as possible. Sab karenge, inshallah. Allah kabul.
Subhanallah, wa bihamdihi, wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.